It's time for Tales of Terror, only on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
You're listening to audio drama in a darker shade at darkerprojects.com. And now our feature presentation.
You are in a land away from sunlight. You are in a land of darkness and fear. Somewhere between waking and sleeping are night terrors.
Night Terrors, an anthology of horror and suspense. Tonight's episode, Blacklist, written by Mark Kalita.
Jason, am I glad to catch you.
What's all the excitement? Finally get a date?
Shut up and listen! You're in danger. Don't go out tonight!
What are you talking about? Why not?
Because you're gonna die if you do!
Computers are all the rage in the world today. Everything is online. Books, music, movies, secret government documents even. There are those who view the internet as their playground. One such person is Artie Fisher. Artie's about to discover what it means to play in the big kid's playground when he encounters the Blacklist.
What do we have here? United States Government Department of Defense Blacklist Database. You're not authorized to view this webpage. Access denied. Well, we'll just have to see about that. Enter password. That's more like it. Now let's see what my handy-dandy skeleton key program can unlock. Boring. Okay. Not the great government conspiracy plans to take over the world with alien technologies that I hope for. Just a bunch of names and ID numbers. A lot of names and ID numbers. Wait a minute. Bill Kinnaman? I wonder if they mean the comedian. Okay, little hyperlink. What can you tell me about old Mr. Kinnaman? William T. Kinnaman, comedian. Born April 21st, Alpena, Michigan, to Richard and Margaret Kinnaman, blah blah blah. Came to fame in the early 1970s for his unconventional comedy involving, died January 21st, 2006 from a massive coronary. January 21st. That's today. Typical. Yet another cheap labor government drone who can't type. No wonder there's so much red tape in the world.
Arthur, dinner's ready.
On my way, Ma. Well, folks, looks like we're gonna pause for station identification. Do you wish to bookmark this site? Yeah, I guess so. Mom, turn the TV up.
Today, fans mourn the loss of a comedic icon. Legendary funny man Wild Bill Kinnaman died today in his Los Angeles home. Kinnaman, best known for his outrageous stand-up routines, was a pioneer in the field of observational comedy. L.A. County coroners suspect the comedian's death was caused by some sort of heart failure. He was 67.
Holy crap!
In other news...
Arthur!
Sorry, Mom.
Oh, the poor man. I remember your father taking me to see him perform in Las Vegas back in 1973. Oh, he bordered on the scandalous with some of the things he said. Still, he could really make me laugh. It's funny how life is. You just go on doing your daily business, never really thinking what lies around the corner, and one day you suddenly find yourself on the other side of the grass. You just never know.
I guess you don't. No crystal ball to tell you if you should make sure your life insurance premiums are paid up.
Wouldn't that be nice, though? To have an idea when things are going to happen, so you could plan a little better for them? I hope his family will be taken care of.
Nah, too Twilight Zone for me. That'd be creepy.
Oh, I don't know. If I knew I was going to die in a few months, I think I might like to know. It would give me a chance to make sure all my affairs were in order and I could properly say my goodbyes and then have some fun before it's too late.
Mom, you're getting macabre. Stop it.
Not to worry, dear. I don't expect to be going anywhere anytime soon. But I know when I go, your father will be waiting for me with open arms. In a way, it might not be so bad.
Well, that depends on how you go. I'd certainly rather leave this planet peacefully in my sleep than in some kind of horrible accident. If I knew that was going to happen, I wouldn't bother to get out of bed that day.
I hardly think it's something you're going to have to worry about dying for a very long time, son.
Sure hope not. Let's see what we have in our Surfing Mischief menu today. Aircrafts, anime, bands of the 80s, bikini beach babes, BitTorrents, Blacklist, border books online. Wait a second. Blacklist? What the heck was this? Oh, yeah, I remember now. I thought I deleted you weeks ago. So, who else do we recognize in here? John Percival Rogers, a.k.a. P-Fresh, rap music star. Born December 13th, 1987, to Juanita Jarrell Jenkins, Oakland, California. Controversial hip-hop singer known for his explicit lyrics about inner-city life. John Percival Rogers? No wonder he changed his name. Died March 26, 2006. Fatal drive-by shooting outside his Beverly Hills mansion. March 26th? Ha! Here we go. The intern with the crystal ball strikes again. Yellow.
Party man.
Hey, Jason, what's up?
The Duke of Rap is dead. Long live the Duke.
What are you talking about?
Dude, P-Fresh just bought it big time. Big hail of bullets in front of his house. Cops are thinking the East Coast connection had something to do with it.
You've got to be kidding.
Nah, I was just watching VH1. They actually broke into the show to broadcast it.
Son of a...
Looks like we're gonna have ourselves another Tupac now.
Yeah, small world.
Anyway, just wanted to check you out on that one. I'm sure the websites and blogs will have all kinds of stuff on it in the next couple of days. Probably with pics, too. Pretty wild.
Yeah, crazy. I'll catch you later, alright?
Later, dude.
This is nuts! Harvey Lee Turner, machinist, serial killer, born May 11th, 1958, Bentonville, Arkansas. Inmate on death row since 1983, died in prison July 8th, 2016, pancreatic cancer. Serves him right! Wait a minute, 2016? How the hell can they come up with that? Back to Earth, Artie, you idiot. You just got played. It's a Deadpool website! Man, I can't believe that somebody took the time to type in all these pages for a stupid game. What's this now? Click here to change date and time. Man, I wonder if I can win a free Xbox 360 if I get it right. 2016. Freaking murder. Your ass needs to stop eating up the taxpayers' money over the next 10 years. Ha ha! There, that's more like it. Mr. Turner, your ticket has just been punched early. Enjoy your trip to hell.
This is Terry Hernandez from WDPP Radio with a news update. Convicted serial killer and longstanding death row inmate Harvey Lee Turner was found dead in his cell yesterday morning. Turner, a prisoner inmate for approximately 23 years on death row due to certain legal technicalities, was scheduled to be executed in 2016. But now, it seems the day has come a decade early, not from lethal injection or gas chamber, but from pancreatic cancer. This is Terry Hernandez, WDPP News.
Oh my God. What the hell is this place? What do you mean access denied? Come on, you bastard, open up! Site under construction? Try back later. Damn it! All right, we're in. List, where the hell are you? Ah, there you are. Turner, where did you go? Let's see, Robertson, Swatsky, Simpson. What? No freaking way. Oh, come on, what do you mean I can't change that information? I did it before! Oh, damn it, let me in! Oh, crap!
Hey, what's up?
Oh, Jason, am I glad to catch you.
What's all the excitement? You finally get a date?
Shut up and listen! You're in danger, don't go out tonight!
What are you talking about? Why not?
Because you're gonna die if you do!
Dude, I don't know what you've been smoking. Save some for me.
I'm serious! Okay, remember when that comedian died a few months ago?
Kinnaman, yeah. So?
I knew it was going to happen.
Big surprise. He was almost 70 and lived on martinis.
No, you idiot! I knew the exact day and cause. Same with P-Fresh.
You should find yourself a good Deadpool. Maybe make yourself a few bucks.
That's the problem. I think I have. There's a website supposedly run by the Department of Defense. I hacked into it and found a database called the Blacklist. It's got thousands, no, millions of people in it. Backgrounds, birthdays, death days, even the causes.
Who's their web host, National Enquirer?
Shut up, man, I'm trying to save your life. Here's the weird part. You know that guy who died in prison today, Turner?
Yeah, serial killer scumbag, yeah. Couldn't have happened to a better criminal.
That's the thing. I caused it.
Gave him pancreatic cancer? Nice trick.
This list, you can alter some of it. Make changes. He was supposed to die in 2016 of pancreatic cancer, but I changed it to today, and it happened!
You spend too much time at your PC, you know that?
I'm serious!
I'll tell you what, I'm on my way to the video store to get some flicks. There's jack crap on TV tonight. If you like, I'll stop by afterwards and we can watch them. And then you can show me your infamous blacklist.
Dude, it may be too late by then!
So how am I supposed to die? Heart attack? Psycho killer? Tell me what it is so I can avoid it.
Where are you?
Just approaching the intersection of Clark and Main Street.
Shit! Don't cross the intersection! A truck's gonna hit you!
Well, when you can tell me what kind of truck it is, let me know and I'll be sure to avoid it. Talk to you later, bud.
Damn it, Jason! Stop! No! Oh, you bastard! You can't do this! I retyped it! Ah! Hello?
Dude!
Jason? You're alive!
Yeah, but it was a close call. Freaking truck ran the light, so did a car. The truck won. If I didn't draw my phone and stop to pick it up, I would have been crunched in the middle of it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, what a mess. There's no way the guy in this Honda made it.
See what I mean?
Yeah, Artie. Okay. You used your computer to make the truck smack a car instead of me. Thanks, man. Look, I gotta go. Cops will probably want eyewitness reports. I'll talk to you later.
Jason, I'm serious. This has got to stop. I don't care what kind of a place this is, but it's going down. Government or not. Blacklist, prepare to get infected. Almost there. You bastards aren't gonna dictate who dies anymore. I don't care who you are. Ugh. Damn it. Mom, can you get that? Mom, I'm busy! Oh, shit. All right, I'm coming.
Good evening, young man. Are you Arthur Fisher?
Yeah? Why?
My name is Maure Donnet, special agent with the Department of Homeland Security. Here is my ID. Can I ask you a couple of questions?
I'm, really kind of busy right now, Agent Donner. Could you possibly come back at another time?
I'm afraid not, young man. This is a matter of national security. Here is an official warrant.
All right, come in.
Our records show you're quite the computer expert, Mr. Fisher. Can I call you Art? Pretty impressive work you've done. 4-grade-point average offer for a full ride to MIT for graduate school, numerous hacker programs like the Skeleton Key versions 1 through 3. How much detail would you like me to get into?
Okay, so I downloaded a few movies and some software. I don't think that's really a matter for Homeland Security. Isn't that more of an Interpol issue?
Only if you start selling it, really. But I'm not here about that. My interest is in your knowledge of a private website called The Blacklist.
And what's that?
Very amusing art, but we know better. In fact, you're logged into it right now.
Huh? How do you...
There have only been a handful of people who have ever come across that list. It's not your ordinary technology, you see. In fact, it's only in a beta testing phase right now, but I'm sure you've discovered that it has potential for numerous important applications.
Like killing people?
The world is a big place, Art. It's like your grandmother's attic. Dirty, cluttered, and in desperate need of a serious clean. The problem is, some of the filth out there is very hard to find.
You mean, like, terrorists?
Terrorists, pedophiles, drug dealers, politicians, radicals, you name it. A whole new generation of scum. These days, however, extreme measures like global flooding are simply too scattershot. They would also sweep away a lot of innocent people in their wake, and that's not how we do business these days.
We?
Art, my department performs some very special services, and we can use individuals of your caliber to help us make this a safer planet.
So you're not here to arrest me?
Well, young man, that's really up to you. Why don't you come out to the car and take a ride with me down to headquarters where we can talk in detail? It could be worth your while.
And if I refuse?
Then I arrest you for a laundry list of technological crimes and put you in a cell with Bubba the Love Monkey for the next 50 years.
How can I refuse?
Smart boy.
Why do I get the backseat?
A standard departmental transport procedure.
So, is this the part where you tell me you're recruiting me to help you guys keep an eye on space aliens? Am I gonna get a black suit and sunglasses like Will Smith did in that one movie?
I'm afraid not, Art. You're a very special case, and that's why I came for you personally.
Agent Donner? Who are you? Really?
Don't they teach you kids languages anymore? Word origins and etymology. Oh, it's all about technology these days, isn't it? Science and mathematics. That's all they care about. Not like in the old days when names had power and more was accomplished by good play than with a video conference. Alas. Here is my card.
Like one of those fortune telling tarot cards. I recognize the skeleton. Lamort. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. I know that one. It means.
Fisher went fishing on the net, but he was the one baited and hooked. He thought he'd found the source of death, never stopping to remember that every list has an author. Poor boy. It must have been a shock to realize that even humans can perform illegal operations and crash.
You have been listening to Night Terrors, Blacklist, written by Mark Colita. Featured in the cast were Mike Dent as Artie Fisher, Shane Harris as the TV newscaster, Victoria Sampson as Artie's mom, Ellie Hirschman as Jason Stein, Byron Lee as the radio newscaster, and David Ault as Agent Mort Donner. The series is produced and directed by Mark Brzee. Co-production by Chris Snyder. Post-production by Byron Lee. The executive producer for Darker Projects is Eric Busby. This has been a Darker Projects production. So until next time, sleep well.
There's a train headed your way. It's the Transcontinental Terror Express pulling into the Mutual Audio Network Depot in October.
I'm Boris, your conductor. This train is powered by your favorite horror actors, writers, and producers who are dying to entertain you.
And I'm Igor. As your engineer on this trip, I can't be held responsible for any accidents, even if they're on purpose.
I'll make sure your ride is as smooth as the blood on a corpse's face.
You're no fun.
It's the best audio horror on the rails.
It always goes off the rails.
Be sure to subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network now so you don't miss a single scary Sunday.
And there are 5 Sundays in October, including
Halloween.
5 wonderful weeks of fears for your ears.
All aboard the Transcontinental Terror Express.
We're working up a good head of scream for you.